This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss, a former U.S. diplomat, suggests a solution to the North Korea crisis.
Within a couple of years, they could have the capacity to have a nuclear weapon that could reach the western part of the United States.
Former ambassador to NATO Nicholas Burns.
They're not constrained right now, and they are racing towards a nuclear weapon, and that's a real threat to our country.
So maybe we ought to talk to them, he said.
Perhaps to negotiate some kind of interim arrangement where they might freeze or limit their testing of nuclear weapons, their development of nuclear weapons.
Will that work?
That's a messy compromise, but it'd be a lot better than the current situation. They're not constrained right now, and they are racing towards a nuclear weapon, and that's a real threat to our country.
He was on CBS This Morning. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump is insisting his base is far stronger than ever.
President Trump's fired off a flurry of tweets from his New Jersey golf club the morning after a report that several Republicans are considering 2020 presidential runs without him, including Vice President Mike Pence, who strongly denies it. The president says his base is far bigger and stronger than ever before. He's citing examples such as the fake news Russia collusion story, border security, and a Supreme Court pick, things he says have driven the Trump base even closer together, ending with, "We'll never change." Sagar Magani, Washington.
They're cleaning up in Oklahoma after three tornadoes struck northeast Oklahoma, including an EF2 twister that caused heavy damage and injured at least 30 people near Midtown Tulsa Sunday. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says they feel lucky that despite multiple injuries, there was no loss of life.
We're very fortunate that this hit an area that was a commercial area, not a residential area for the most part, and that it hit it in the middle of the night.
Inspectors have now condemned 10 businesses that sustained structural damage. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
New York authorities have identified the remains of another 9/11 victim 16 years after the attack at the World Trade Center.
The identification was the first using new DNA technology introduced by the New York City Medical Examiner this year. The ME's office did not disclose the identity of the victim or the nature of the remains, other than to say they came from a man. His is the 1,641st identification of a World Trade Center victim, the first since March 2015. The Medical Examiner's office has more than 20,000 bits of remains. It's been unable to match to victims so far. Remains have not been identified for about 40% of the 2,753 people killed in the destruction of the Twin Towers. Warren Levinson, New York.
The judge has ruled in a long-time-running dispute that IBM owes Indiana $78 million in damages stemming from the company's failed effort to automate much of the state's welfare services. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A group of inmates took control of an area in an Arkansas prison for several hours Monday.
Three officers in an Arkansas maximum security prison were released after being held for about 3 hours Monday by six inmates. The inmates took keys from the officers during recreation call and controlled an area in the maximum security unit in Tucker until the incident ended. No injuries to the officers were reported, but an inmate who was not involved in the initial disturbance was taken to a hospital earlier Monday with injuries. It was the second disturbance in as many months at the facility. In July, a guard fired three warning shots after two guards and an inmate were attacked. I'm Mike Rossia.
An international election observer says Kenyans are voting with enthusiasm and that the process is going well. John Mahama, chief election observer for the Commonwealth and former president of Ghana, said early Tuesday that he is impressed by the voter turnout. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Live. Hey, because that's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to get this country humming again and make it great, you know, it starts with getting back on track and the fact that we realize that it's not on track. I say it's a great observation. Let's keep working toward getting this country back on track. We're going to take a little break from politics here, and we're going to talk about some true hitman kind of stories. In fact, we have confessions of a cartel hitman, a true confession of an assassin, Martin Corona, who rose through the ranks of a Southern California gang world to become a respected leader in an elite, cruelly efficient crew of hitmen for Mexico's violent Tijuana drug cartel. And eventually, he found a way out and an almost normal life. And here to tell us all about it is Steve Duncan, a special agent for the California Department of Justice. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to tell the story. I mean, what an opportunity. I mean, first of all, let's recount your background as a special agent for the California Department of Justice. How did we get there?
Well, it's a long story and a story in itself, but I'll make it quick. I was a probation officer for the first 12 years of my career. Mm-hmm. And as a probation officer, I developed an expertise on gangs. Mm-hmm. And in 1992, the Drug Enforcement Administration in San Diego wanted a probation officer to work with them in a gang group. So I went to work with them and met an agent, a DEA agent named Jack Robertson, who was investigating the Tijuana cartel, the Arnold Felix brothers, mm-hmm. and who were recruiting gang members from San Diego to be on their hit detail. At the time, they were at war with Chapo Guzman, who's relative until today. And there was an all-out war. Our gang members were being recruited as assassins, and they were doing murders throughout the United States, or primarily California and Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so because of my expertise and because I was in that group, Jack depended on me, the PO, probation officer, mm-hmm. to help him with his case. So all of a sudden, I went from being a PO to an agent and ended up changing careers to continue to investigate the case.
And talk about being put in the deep end of the pool. I mean, you're dealing with it's one thing. You know, you're dealing as a probation officer. Now you're really being put in the deep end of the pool and on the front lines here.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because a lot of the guys that Jack was targeting as the assassins were guys that I had at juvenile hall, that I had at honor camp, that I taught social skills to, that I counseled.
Wow.
A lot of these kids were getting killed and a lot of these kids were killing. But when I moved in, they knew me right away. There was no game playing. So mm-hmm. they knew that, that the gig was up, and we got a lot of cooperators that way because they knew me from from being a PO, from being a guy that tried to help him, but hold him accountable at the same time.
Well, this was kind of serendipitous for Jack to find somebody with your background, you know, that this would come out, you know, that here you are, you're involved in these young men's lives when they were kids. And so, as you say, you've got an established relationship with these kids, now grown men.
Yes.
With guns. Wow.
Yes.
That is absolutely insane. So, okay, so fast forward. How did you come in contact with Martin Corona?
Well, in 1993, a group of gang members were dispatched to Guadalajara to kill Chapo Guzman, and they accidentally killed a Catholic cardinal at the airport. Mm-hmm. 10 of those gang members were from one of our local gangs that I was investigating because of Jack. Jack put me on him, mm-hmm. and I basically adopted that case. The government of Mexico did not prosecute those people for murdering the cardinal. But here in the United States, we did. And our U.S. attorney here wanted somebody to head up that investigation, and that was me. Mm-hmm. Jack had already picked me to target the gang members used as the enforcers. And I was in that position, so I started working that case and ended up switching careers in order to stay on that case to see it through. The guys that we did prosecute cooperated with us because they were looking at such a long sentence for, you know, this federal, this conspiracy to murder the cardinal on behalf of the Arianna Felix organization. Well, their botched attempt to. And so,
they were targeting somebody else and they got the cardinal instead, right?
Chapo.
Yes.
Yeah. They had information that Chapo was going to be in a white Grand Marquis. And, when the cardinal pulled up with his driver, they filled that car full of holes, killed the cardinal accidentally. It created such a poop storm in Mexico. And, you're guilty, proven innocent there. Mm-hmm. We gave them the suspects that they asked for, they did not prosecute him. So our U.S. attorney here, Alan Burson, in the Southern District, wanted to do a case, mm-hmm. a federal kingpin case on the organizers and the assassins. And we did that. And the guys that did cooperate pointed out Martin to me as a guy that they saw get paid $15,000 to $25,000 per hit on several occasions, that he was picked to be the head of the death squad. And so naturally, I wanted our U.S. Attorney's Office to do another round of indictments since we allowed people to cooperate and get cut time off their sentence to go after Martin. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't do it. So I went up to Martin with the idea to bluff him into cooperating with me. And I think Martin was just ready to cooperate, and he did. So he confessed.
I mean, that takes a lot of nerve, Steve. I mean, here's a guy who kills people for a living, and you're going to go and confront him with a bluff?
Well, you know, it got to the point where I was battling with our U.S. Attorney's Office, and it was becoming counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to get them to do the right thing. But they wouldn't do it, so his parole agent called me. He knew that I was after this guy, that I really had it in for Martin. Mm-hmm. He called me one day and he goes, "Steve, he's peed dirty again. You know, second urine test that's been dirty.
Yes,
he's at a weak point right now. You might want to come down and talk to him." Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. I went down there with my partner Javier, and mm-hmm. and we had a long talk, and it was productive. But he wasn't going to cooperate. And then about 6 months later, he got into trouble for something else, and he asked his attorney to reach out to me, and that's how we started talking again, and it turned into his cooperation and his getting away with murder, several murders.
Wow, incredible. And, of course, he is Martin Corona himself. This is basically his testimony, Confessions of a Cartel Hitman. Steve Duncan wrote the foreword on this, and he is a special agent for the California Department of Justice. And we've got more from Steve as we discuss and get deeper into this incredible story, Confessions of a Cartel Hitman, Martin Corona story. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
Omalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of Omri-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Nice and loud, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking confessions of a cartel hitman. Martin Corona, after serving as an enforcer in the Tijuana drug cartel, turned state's evidence against the organization, made possible the federal prosecution that brought an end to it. He lives with his family and witness supervision, speaks to law enforcement organizations on the subject of his crimes, and at-risk youth on the importance of avoiding his mistakes. Tony Rafael was a co-author as well.
Maxwell, author of The Mexican Mafia and a researcher and reporter on complex issues of gang crime in Southern California and Mexico. He passed away in the final stages of the production of the book, sadly. Right now, we're honored to have with us a former special agent with the California Department of Justice, Steve Duncan, who was there from the early genesis and wrote the foreword to the book, Confessions of a Cartel Hitman. And as you say, Steve, that you really gave an opportunity here in establishing this relationship with Martin Corona, which took several years, that when it came time for him, when the weight of his crime and his murders was too much for him to bear, you kind of became that confessional outlet.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we all dream of in our world, to be that guy, to get that confession with a person like him, with a story like his, you know. So it worked, you know, and it's great to be able to talk about it, you know, finally, you know, to the general public, because so much of the stuff happens in our world, you know, of investigating drug traffickers. There's so much cooperation by the criminals, even when they're out, you know, like Chapo, even when Chapo's out and about doing his business, he's helping us because we have a common enemy, you know, the same cartel, you know.
Exactly.
So he's always sending us guys to talk to us about where our bad guys are, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just a dog-eat-dog world, and it's nice to be able to tell these stories to the general public.
Well, you know,
drugs are definitely, I mean, it's a killing business, and it's an ugly business, and it affects us all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not like when you're getting this story, you're thinking, wow, what a great book this is going to mean. You know, it's just you're pursuing this to deal with it from a legal and justice standpoint. And I guess the benefit is after everything is said and done, when all this is exposed to the light of day, it becomes, a story of morality, a story of law and justice that has incredible impact. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, I can't imagine that Martin Corona says, hey, I'm going to go and kill people, and then I'm going to go and start talking to kids about how not to kill people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's funny the way things work out. It happens a lot more than people would imagine. There are others like him out there in the world that were given another opportunity and now get up in front of people and cops and tell their stories. Some very inspirational, some not so, but like Martin's, you know. But there are a lot of people that we've turned around, and I think that's in law enforcement, in our group of guys that investigated this cartel, there are a lot of success stories, and I think those are the best experiences in law enforcement, when you can actually help somebody, not necessarily put them into jail. You're helping people by putting the killers in jail, but when you can help a victim get through something, when you can relocate a gang family from their barrio to another part of the world, and they start doing well and they succeed because you've taken them out of that environment that they don't do so well in.
Exactly.
You know, it's all these little side stories in the case that really, really made it fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. And talking to these guys too, of course, and, you know, about everybody they killed and corrupted and boiled in acid and, you know, these guys.
Well, and that was the deal. I mean, boiling in acid, and that became almost the signature disposal that Martin became famous for, that other drug cartels said, hey, look, we like that idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, well, you know, Martin's murders were to send a message, and they were done publicly and brutally to send a message. So it served their purpose of narco-terrorism. They weren't dissolving people in acid back in those days. His murders were more to send a message that you're playing for the wrong team, or you're devoted to the wrong cause, or you've gotten our way, or you're a snitch, or whatever it is. But his murders were always brutal, and they were always to send a message, and they wanted to be visible. So it was kind of different era there. I mean, it was the same bloody mess, but they weren't dissolving people in acid till the late 90s, you know, when they found out that, you know, you could, all you needed was a heat source, some lye, and some water, and a wooden spoon, and, you know, you could dissolve somebody in a couple of hours.
Wow. Incredible. Well, what is it about El Chapo's cartel, Steve, that the people have yet to understand how diabolical it was?
You know, they're all diabolical. I mean, they all provide a substance that kills. It's a business that, in and of itself, people are dying at every level. And Chapo, he was the biggest snitch himself. You know, he was the guy that would send us emissaries, messengers, to tell us where our bad guys were. And we would take it. You know, we would take the information. Wasn't mean we were in a partnership or a working partnership, but it did help us get our bad guys, but at the same time it helped him. Mm-hmm. But he came notorious for being that guy who, when his allies or opponents became too powerful, he would leak it to the government and get them arrested. You know, and it's a pretty common practice. You know, there's no honor among thieves. You know,
right.
A lot of people rever him in that country, but, you know, that's a country that's is a serious mess right now, where you have cultures and cultures, generations that are of killers, people that have gone through this drug culture, and it's just held in such high esteem, and it's just such a part of mainstream society there. It's normal, you know, and, you know, Mexico's had its most murderous month this month. Since 2011, when Calderon was in office.
Well, that's been my concern here, Steve. Is that what? Even though America's talking a border wall, there's some serious problems that Mexico is dealing with that I think they're overwhelmed by. That at some point they're going to need America's help if they're going to get serious about eradicating this problem. But, you know, the other part of the story is for people here in the United States to understand that the blood of, you know, that has been shed by these cartels and by El Chapo and others, that it really extends to the people who are partaking in the drugs that they're selling here in the United States, does it not?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We are the number one consumers of drugs. Every time we use an illegal drug, you know, there's somebody dying for it along the trail, you know, whether it's transport, whether it's, you know, in the process of bribing somebody, over, you know, battle over turf. People die. Drugs are terrible, and we've all been touched by them. I lost a brother, and I lost another one for a little bit, you know, until he came back. But it's touched us all, and, you know, and it victimizes families, and it's just such an ugly, ugly thing. And we are the number one consumer. They are the number one provider. You know, what happens in Mexico happens in the United States. We have our beheadings here. We've had people dissolve in acid. We have our drug wars here, not to the same extent, but we do. And, you know, we try to deal with that quietly because, you know, it's bad for tourism. We don't want to scare the public, but it happens. You know, our world of drug fighting is really, really ugly. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but the storyline is that we, the people, need to understand that, hey, we're part of that story. We're part of that genesis. And we're allowing for the continuation of this. We just cannot blame the cartels. If we're not consuming it, then you know, we're not providing a market to make the circle go round and round, are we?
That's exactly it. And we've got to work it together. And that's
exactly
the way it really works well, when we work together with the government of Mexico. But that starts with our leaders. Our
exactly.
leaders have got to...
Well, Steve, we got to leave it there. Sorry, we're out of time. Special agent for the California Department of Justice. Steve...
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be some love. You'll see. This just can't be some love.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. And, hey, what did you make of all this hoopla about this supposed undisclosed meeting with Putin by the president? This was a couple's dinner. And the mainstream media just cannot help themselves. No wonder, the president can't help himself but tweet back and fire something back at these knuckleheads. They want to, say, oh, there's something just... Anything that has to do with the Russians right now, and then you got John Huffman, who's been nominated to be the next ambassador to Russia. Boy, you talk about having his hands full here. He's probably thinking, hey, why did I get the short end of the stick here with all the heat? But maybe he is the perfect guy for the job to come in and bring some credibility. To what is happening, credibility and reality to what we're dealing with here with the Russians right now, just anything that has any kind of, Russian alphabet tied to it, it's just going crazy here. So, people are just absolutely going overboard over this whole situation because they hate Trump, so much that they've just got to find every excuse whatsoever. As promised, Mark Meckler joins us. Mark is the president of Citizens for Self-Governance to revolutionize American government. And if this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, as we've said many times, it's going to be because we the people make it so. So you have to activate and confront your government because, one of the big secrets and the big lies that they've put out there on us is that they are in charge. They're not in charge. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. But if you don't exercise your right as enumerated in the Constitution, hey, they're happy to keep us where they have us. And that's like a bunch of mushrooms, if you know what I'm talking about. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. How
always good to be with you, Bill. Thanks,
hey,
man.
Great to have you here to talk about a fight we share with the founders, your article that you wrote, A Battle Against Cronyism. Boy, I'll tell you, it is so rampant, isn't it?
It really, I mean, cronyism is rampant. We've shifted from a society that's based on meritocracy, from getting ahead on what you do, what you invest, the effort you put in, to a society where it's more important where you went to school, who you know, who you're connected to, and especially nowadays, who you're connected to in government. Mm. That's the same fight the founders were having several hundred years ago.
Well, when you think about it, it's the same thing that existed in all the earlier empires. First of all, it's good to be king. If you're king, hey, it's all good. The next best thing is you want to get as close to the king as possible. So you want to be a friend of the king. God forbid that you be right. So it's just human nature that we are drawn to power.
Yeah, that's correct. And our system now is such that the regulatory state is so incredibly powerful that it's not corrupt per se for people to want to be close to power. It is in their self-interest. So if the government was much smaller and had much less power over our lives, there wouldn't be this instinctual drive to be close to power. If people simply succeed on their own efforts, they didn't need relief from government regulation or special government regulations to protect them. It would just be about effort and meritocracy, and that's what the founders intended for this country.
Without a doubt, and Mark, what's happened is you have the weaponization of ideology that's come about. We can thank the progressives and the left primarily for that, which is not to say that conservatives and those on the right have not adjusted as well, because that's starting to raise its head. And that's, I mean, we're going to end up with so much weaponization within our government, we're not even going to be able to recognize a government of, for, and by we the people.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a really dangerous subset of this idea of cronyism. When you have the power to use the government to help your side or your cause, that is a form of government cronyism. It's really dangerous, and it has reached unprecedented levels. As a guy who was involved in the Tea Party early on, I watched Tea Party groups all across the country get targeted by the government under President Barack Obama. I have to tell you, some of that's still going on today under President Obama, because the agencies haven't changed so much.
Exactly.
We've seen it in Wisconsin with the Doe investigations against all the opponents of Scott Walker. That involved literally, you know, deep of night home raids on kids and unarmed folks. And it's been incredible, the weaponization of the state, and also now, Bill, as you know, the media against the opponents of the Democratic ideology.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt, I mean, right now it's being clearly pronounced and targeted because of the anguish they had over the last election, let's put it that way, and the just abject hatred that they have for the new president. I mean, they're not even trying to be subtle about it anymore, Mark.
I think that's the big difference now, Bill, that has changed over the last year. Is during the last 8 years, during the Obama administration, certainly the mainstream media, the press, were shills for the Democratic ideology, but it's turned into open hatred and warfare of the right or anybody who's not of the far left ideology. And so this is, again, another dangerous development in modern American history.
Well, boy, you talk about the dangers that we run into. This is all cyclical. We've been this way before, not in our lifetime, Mark, you know, we've got to stay true to our principles and values, because if we unhinge from those, and we've already have too many people within our country that have abandoned those core values, you know, as Bruce Thatcher has written in his new book, that is a telltale sign of a failing empire.
It is, and part of the reason we've abandoned those values is we no longer teach them in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at 93% of liberal arts degrees in American universities today don't require any teaching whatsoever of Western heritage. If you don't understand where your values came from, if you don't understand the foundations for your values, certainly it's impossible to live by them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, George Orwell, his book was becoming very popular again with this generation. Maybe they're picking up from it that and understanding something absolutely critical that he wrote in the book. It said, he who controls the past will control the future. And this is what's happened, is our history, our past has been hijacked. Things have been rewritten, you know, blatant laws broken that are ignored, and which is an added pronouncement and definite undergirding of your point on cronyism. I mean, you know, you look at all this collusion stuff that we're talking about in our government today, and you go, how do you, you talk about collusion, but how do you ignore Hillary Clinton, you know, with what was done with the Clinton Foundation, the pay to play, the tentacles that went straight into Russia and Putin, you know, selling 20% of our uranium to Russia. And the people that are rewarded is not we the people. It was Hillary Clinton and her foundation and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and, you know, to bring it full circle back to that article you're referring to in Town Hall, what's important to understand is this is not new. Mm-hmm. The founders faced exactly this. There's a lost part of American history that I've discovered recently, honestly, by reading a guy by the name of Bernard Phelan, old historian from Brown University, and he read from the pamphleteers of the time and the founders themselves. No interpretation of history, but actual history in the words of the people who lived it. Mm-hmm. What he found is that the Americans at the time actually really appreciated and admired the British system of government. And we think of them as revolting against that system, but they liked it. They just felt it was being ruined by cronyism, by manipulation, by malfeasance. That's what they were really fighting against.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you're referring to the ideological origins of the American Revolution. I mean, it's what you know. It's kind of like, in a sense, a little bit like Obamacare right now. You know, people kind of like because what they know. It's what they don't know that makes them uncomfortable, and what they don't know and where it would seem the Republican Party would want to take them has not been clearly understood by the people, nor has it been clearly articulated by the Republicans.
Yeah, I agree with that. We got a mess on our hands in Congress right now, and it's going to be interesting to watch that unfold over the next week or so.
Well, Mark, a good book. I'm glad you referred to Bernard Phelan's 1968 book, The Ideological Origins of the American Revolution. That's a good read, and that's, you know, you really want to understand cronyism and how it pervaded even in the founding of this country. Mark Meckler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Great for having you, or for being with you, Bill. Thanks.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it's Bill Martinez. We're coming to you, yes, overlooking the Maui Bay here. Gosh, it is absolutely gorgeous in our Hawaii studios at the Kanapali Beach Hotel. It is absolutely gorgeous. Samantha Mills Mao, the Good News Girl, is with us. Sam, I've got palm trees. I've got hula skirts. We've got the birds flying around and the Hawaii blue oceans. It is fantastic.
That sounds like some good news to me. The only better news is if I could be there with you.
I was going to say, wish you guys were here. Boy, I'll tell you, it is absolutely fantastic. Well, you know, hey, it's Hawaii, and of course, our grandson is nearby as well, so we've been hugging him up, and he is just, oh my goodness, his birthday is this Thursday, so we're looking forward to all the celebrations going on. Yeah, happy 1 year, and that's the thing about it, you know, that the traditions here in Hawaii, when you turn one, it is a huge deal here. In the States, you know, it's like, okay, he's 1 year old, no big deal. I mean, they've got like 50 people showing up. We got this big water, you know, slide thing in the backyard that is being constructed. I mean, it's quite the deal.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and of course, for little Jack,
a little more fun in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, you know, why not, you know? So you got to hang loose, and it all goes with it, you know? And, you know, for him, especially for all that he's gone through, and I've talked with several people about this, is that, you know, like I said, in everyday in the everyday culture of the Hawaiian people, turning one is just an incredible celebration. But for Jackson, even more so, because as everybody knows, the ordeal that he went through with having a hole in his heart and having to go through, first of all, being born and then, you know, the subsequent operations in order to, you know, I say macrame that hole back and the way, you know, God just did another miracle, you know, with him. That so the celebration of 1 year old, and you got to see this guy. Oh my goodness, he's a 4x4 on knees. I mean, he is just flying around the room. You can't hold this little guy back. So needless to say, we're having a great time. But hey, enough about me and what's happening here in Maui. And but I would say, look at. By the way, just as a sidebar, you know, I'll tell you a little bit of story about my brother. I call my brother the first time I come to the Kanapali Beach Hotel, and I tell him, I go, and this is my brother back in California, in Los Angeles. I said, Jim, you can't believe this place. I just found this great hotel here in Hawaii. It is so into the culture. I mean, it reflects the natural culture and rhythm of Hawaii and everything. The people here are just very sweet, very Hawaiian. And in fact, they label themselves as the most Hawaiian hotel. And they really are. But I call my brother and I go, you got to see this. This is just terrific. We just had just such a great experience here. And he goes, I've been going there for 13 years. I go, what do you mean?
You've
been going? Yes, he tells me. He goes, I've been going there for 13 years. I go, you knucklehead, and you didn't even tell me anything about this. And so So, you know,
I'm glad you're telling us.
Yeah, so I don't want to keep it a secret, but this is really one special hotel. The people, the embodiment of the Aloha spirit is alive and well here at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, and I appreciate the courtesy they give us and let us, you know, they put me on this mounting perch where I'm able to do, you know, the radio show overlooking Maui here, you know, the beaches of Maui and the sailboats and, as I say, the hula skirts and everything else. It is one special place, but anyway, enough about Kaanapali, KBH, as we say, but trust me, if you come here, you do want to check them out, and, you know, this is why we're happy that they're one of our sponsors on Bill Martinez Live, by the way. Hey, let's talk about a man surviving for multiple days in an Arizona desert with nothing but crackers and beer. I mean, is that the new staple here?
You know what? This is actually a really interesting story, not just because he survived, but Nick Oman found himself out in the middle of a road made of boulders out in the Arizona desert. And I believe it's about 80% of Arizona has a desert or, you know, area like this. And he didn't tell anybody where he was going. He just got up one day, got in his SUV, and decided, you know what, I'm just going to go out for a trip. He had some crackers and beer and about half a bottle of water, and he decides he's going to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets stranded. His car messes up, and he's just stranded out there for days, and he starts thinking, what am I going to do? And he starts documenting the whole thing. They said they could have done half an episode of the news on this story, because, you know, it's not very often that it has such a good ending and that you're able to see what somebody's going through along each step, you know, like how they're thinking about their survival and what's going to happen. And, you know, at least he had the foresight to ration his, you know, what little bit
crackers,
of his beer and crackers that he had. And he said that, you know, he got really emotional. It was about 48 hours that he ended up being lost total.
Wow.
And, you know, they have videos of him on his phone. He's like, you know, if you don't find me, like, please tell my, or if this has a bad ending and you get this message, please tell my sisters how much I love them. And, and, you know, Google Maps doesn't necessarily tell you if you're driving out there and it's boulders, you know, like how stranded you're actually going to be. But there was a dirt biker that came across him, you know, after 48 hours of being there. And he said he was super emotional the whole way. Like, you can tell somebody you saved my life today. It was very, very cool.
So did he ask the, or did the dirt biker ask him, hey, do you got a beer?
That would have been pretty clever, because dirt bikers can't pack. Like, you know, if he's been out there on a bike or something, not able to carry the stuff that he did, what would have happened.
Could you imagine? Oh, wow. Well, thank God for a dirt biker. Did they happen to say what beer it was?
They did not.
So it wasn't like a Corona or a Bud Light or anything like that. Can you imagine if they find out what it is? You know, just being a marketing guy, I mean, you know, inquiring people want to know about this thing. They say, hey, go out there, make sure when you go out to the desert that you take your Bud Light with you or your Corona so you can survive. And oh yeah, we'll throw in a case of crackers just in case, right?
That's right. That would be a really good marketing strategy. People start carrying it everywhere they go. It's like, I'm prepared. I've got my beer.
Well, what a great ending to what could have been an absolute horrific story. Hey, this next story that you have here, I mean, oh, look at this. I mean, this is unbelievable. You got a doctor delivering a patient's baby and then says, hey, I might need your help because I'm going to deliver mine right now too, right?
That's right. I mean, talk about working up to the last minute. You know, I've heard of people working up till the day before. This doctor, Amanda Hess, she's from Kentucky, and she was in the
Well, of course, from Kentucky. Those, you know, hey, those bluegrass girls, man, they're something real special, you know. So I'll tell you, yeah, exactly. So here she is. Okay, all right, let's go through this this contraction cycle together. You know,
we're gonna, right? I'd be interested to know if this has ever happened before. Like, how often could this possibly happen?
Unbelievable.
You know, but Dr. Amanda Hess was out there. She found herself doing, you know, she was going to deliver with her second child, and this is back on July 23rd. And then she heard there was an emergency happening in the room next door with another patient, and she was going into delivery, and her doctor wasn't there. And so Dr. Hess jumped into action, and she's like, you know, we're going to go ahead and deliver this baby, we're going to make sure you're taken care of. And the lady's name was Leah Halliday. She was delivering her fourth child, so Dr. Hess jumps in. She delivers her child, and is just right after that, she's going into labor herself and delivers her child.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Unbelievable. So you have a little girl. She's healthy. You know, everybody's healthy. And
all the babies. Everybody's fine, Hess, huh?
Everybody's fine, which is such a miracle. And Dr. Hess said that she had worked right up until the day before, and she'd actually, although she wasn't that patient's primary physician,
yes.
She had seen her for a couple appointments before, and that patient was saying she's so glad to have a little girl and have somebody strong like that come, like, you know, helping to bring her into this world.
Really? Well, that's incredible.
That's an impressive one.
That is, talk about taking it up to the last second here. Now, we've got a milkshake, a milkshake story shipped across the U.S. to grant a dying woman's wish. Boy, this must be one special milkshake.
A really cool story. I mean, it always breaks your heart whenever you think of somebody dying, especially when it's premature. But this woman, her name is Emily Pomeran, and she's 50 years old, and she had pancreatic cancer, and she only had a few days to live, and one of her good friends was talking to her, and he's like, his name's Sam Klein, and he's like, you know, what would you really like right now? And she's like, I could just go for a Tommy's Mocha milkshake. And she's from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, but she's living in Washington, D.C. So she, you know, she's in hospice, and she's only got a few days to live. And her friend decides to contact Tommy, the restaurant's owner, and Tommy paid $128 to have it packed in dry ice and shipped overnight to her.
Wow.
He got her that Tommy's Mocha milkshake 4 days before she passed away. And, it was very touching to Tommy to be able to fulfill that. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have been going by his restaurant and thanking him for his good deed. And, you know, it seems like such a small thing, but it was a super significant thing to her. And, I hope Emily enjoyed her and you know, who would have thought she would ever be able to get that milkshake from space away?
Exactly.
In that situation. So I think people could do like that.
Yeah, again, you know, it reminds you just how important questions can be, you know, asking the right question and then being able to fulfill like this for somebody in her dying days like this. And what a sweet story. I think we have time for one more. And this one I love. We got a teacher getting walked down the aisle at her wedding by 20 other students. How much fun is that?
You know, Mariel Slager Keller is actually, she's 25 years old, and when her now husband proposed to her, he did it in class. He did it through a storybook he had created. And, you know, she's been teaching for a few years. She says that her students are a part of her day, 8 hours a day. She feels like she has 20 students, or, you know, 20 children of her own.
Yes.
And she knew that when she was getting married, she wanted them to, be as much, you know, she didn't want them to just attend a ceremony. She wanted them to walk her down the aisle. So you had 20 children, the girls carrying flowers and the boys coming right along, and it's the cutest thing. They're all wearing matching dresses and little suits, and you know, what a special
cool
teacher to care and want them to be part of her ceremony like that. I got to attend a teacher's wedding ceremony myself. You know, I wasn't in it. No. I wasn't in the ceremony or anything.
Right.
But you always remember things like that.
Without a doubt. Well, she's the good news girl. Now you know why. We're talking about the one and only Sam. Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live for these videos and others, too. And, hey, let us know your thoughts on BillMartinezLive.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you...